children being indoctrinated? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president won't just make a big healthcare speech next week. He'll also make a speech on education, addressed directly to students, and timed to take place during the school day so they can watch.
I'm going to be making a big speech to young people all across the country.
That's right. The president plans to indoctrinate America's youth. That's the big internet headline, Obama to indoctrinate kids September 8th. As proof, there was a link to an interview the president conducted with student Damon Weaver, who asked him for guidance.
I think it's important to make sure that kids are doing their homework. They're not just turning on the TV all day.
Of course, Mr. President. What better way to kill Glenn Beck's ratings than to stop fifth graders from watching TV? Young Damon then asked the president to make school lunches taste better, prompting this presidential criticism of America's tastiest foods.
There's a lot of French fries and pizza, tater tots.
Oh, he would just love to replace them with stuff kids hate.
And so what we want to do is make sure that there are more fruits and more vegetables. Kids may not end up liking that.
Obama authorizes food torture on helpless children. And then young Damon asked him point blank, what is the most important thing for America's school children to do?
The most important thing young people can do, I think, is to do well in school. But also, when they've got some spare time, try to help out other people, maybe through your church, helping an elderly person carry their grocery bags in.
Brainwashing our children to steal recently purchased food from old people. No wonder they don't trust the government. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.